We appreciate Coach Johnson joining us. Coach, we won't keep you long here tonight, but our Harris Metals and Recycling Coaches Corner. And this is a shootout at times, and unfortunately, you came out on the losing end of it, but sure you got some big plays again on that other team.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, we just gave up too many big plays for touchdowns. You know, they got a lot of good athletes, and they're a good football team, and so, but we just got to do a better job of, and they're going to get their yardage. We just can't give up big plays for touchdowns, and we missed some coverages and missed some things, and so we need to get those fixed, and I think we will. I mean, I felt good how the kids stayed through the fourth quarter. I thought they were still playing hard, and if they'll continue to do that, I don't worry about that.
A lot of your concern has been up front this season, and it, again, it tended to see like you had some holes in there and both sides of the football, but especially, you know, Nick was on the run most of the night, and then he had a lot of time. The opposition quarterback did the throw, and I guess that's why they were able to score easy. It seemed like you guys, it took a little more effort to get some points on the board.
Right. Well, you go back, they put a defense on the field. They put 11 guys that can run. And you know, I've always believed that quickness will beat size any day of the week. And so they put 11 guys out there that move well, run well, and did a good job up front. And we just got to get better up there and continue to get better. And again, I think they will, and we'll continue to work with them and hopefully continue to maybe to be able to run the ball a little bit.
Turnovers were not an issue last week when you got the victory, but tonight they kind of shot you in the foot again.
Yeah, I don't know. I really don't know what to say, you know. Again, sometimes you just give them credit. You know, tonight they were better than us, and I think that was proven. I still think it's a lot closer game than that. I think if we could put a few things together, and again, not give up the long plays for touchdowns, obviously, be a little better off. I thought we did good defensively of, you know, holding them running. You know, I mean, I don't think running the ball was a huge issue. It's just every time we get them in a passing situation, they'd end up with a big play. And I was, you know, the second half I came out, actually the second quarter, when we were struggling in some zone coverage, I came out and I was more aggressive, and we were blitzing a lot more, putting man-to-man coverage in. And it's kind of like darned if you do, darned if you don't. And, you know, when you're blitzing, you're rolling the dice, and sometimes it comes up snake eyes, and we get about four or five snake eyes tonight.
Yeah. It's a team that can do a lot of things in Mount Zion, but you guys still have some weapons as well. You got a lot of season, and I'm guessing that's probably your message after the game.
Oh, yeah. No, and that's exactly right. I mean, this has to eat at you a little bit, and it will, but we got to move on. We got to get in the film room and a coach's office and get some stuff straightened out. But there's a lot of season left that we can do some good things, and hopefully it starts coming together for us.
One of the things I think is always interesting is how the field affects players or teams. This is a turf field. You'll be playing on another turf field next week. It sure seems like the guys get a lot faster on that turf. And number two, from your vantage point, Charles School was awfully fast on this turf tonight.
Right. No, they are. And the game is about a half step faster. And, you know, quite frankly, you know, I said it before. I don't know who I was talking to, but, you know, I enjoy, as a team, I enjoy coaching against guys that are good coaches. You know, and playing that cat and mouse game. You know, he does a good job over here, and I really enjoy watching good football players, whether they're on my team or somebody else's team. And, you know, they're just fun to watch. You know, I was never a fast guy, and so watching those guys and some of the things they do is just amazing. And you know, some of our guys do that, and I just enjoy it, and I love being around those guys. They're good athletes, and, you know, I like good football games. I would just wish this one was a little closer.
I know you look from a week-to-week basis, but I guess our role here is to say, okay, from the standpoint, there's five games left this season, and you're going to have to nearly run the table or get awfully darn close to that to get to the postseason. But I'm assuming you guys are taking it just a game at a time still with Charleston next week.
Yeah, we've been in this situation before. You know, as long as we don't jump ship, I mean, we're still looking at possibly being 6-3, you know. I mean, we've been 0-3 start the season before and come back and done okay. You know, we just got to continue to get better because there's good football teams that we have to face. I mean, we can't have any letdowns. We're going to get everybody's A game. Everybody wants to beat Mattoon. Everybody's going to be ready for us. You know, and sitting there waiting at the end is Taylorville. You know, and we got to have all all cylinders firing come that time. And I still think we're a pretty good football team.
And I think you'll show it next week. Good luck, Coach. Big game there, Charleston. You don't have to really motivate the kids too much, do you, next Friday?
No, that's a throw all the records out the window. It's, you know, those rivalry games. And, again, these are one of those games that you play for, you know, being able to play at Eastern Illinois and how good they've been to us. And I love going over there, and our kids do too. And, you know, there's a lot of things that go on during the week. And, you know, a lot of coaches don't like that, you know, the distractions. Personally, I have no trouble with it at all. I think it's what high school football should be, and I think we should enjoy it and hopefully go out and have a good game.
Hey, Coach Troy Johnson joining us for the post game. We'll allow you to get out of the elements, Coach. Appreciate you joining us.
All right.
Talk to you next week.